The sixth of these rewards for living an inspired life is you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. That's the sixth of these rewards that Patanjali offered us 2,300 or so years ago. You discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. What happens is, I think, that you discover yourself to be a divine being. When you move into spirit, you no longer see yourself as separate from Source, separate from God, separate from your originating spirit, if you will. You see yourself as connected to it, and it becomes impossible to make distinctions between that which we call human and that which we call spirit or spiritual. It's all one. Now, in the book, I've written a chapter called Inspiration and Your Own Magnificence. And I open it up with a quote from my teacher, one of the things that I can remember him saying when I was a young doctoral student many, many years ago. His name was Abraham Maslow. And Maslow said that what is necessary to change a person is to change his awareness of himself. In other words, he wasn't saying that you have to go about changing a person's behaviors and teaching them a bunch of strategies and techniques for living a self-actualized life. Those were his terms, self-actualization. But what you have to do instead is to help that person, and I'm speaking to you now, help yourself to change your awareness of yourself, to begin to see yourself as a spiritual being having a human experience, rather than as a human being having a spiritual experience. You become, in essence, a spiritual being, and your awareness of yourself is of that which is infinite. Here's a great philosopher who was a former slave, Epictetus. He was a slave who turned into a philosopher back in the times of the Roman Empire. And this is what he offered. He's one of the great, great teachers. If you go through quote books, you'll find hundreds of them that always apply. He said, "You are a primary existence. You are a distinct portion of the essence of God. And you contain a certain part of him in yourself. Why then are you ignorant of your noble birth? You carry a God about within you, poor wretch, and know nothing of it." You carry a God about within you and know nothing of it. So changing our awareness of ourselves is far more significant than learning new strategies or new techniques. Once you see yourself in this light, once you see yourself as this someone who trusts in their divinity and knows that that's the only possibility for yourself, then you make the shift and you start acting in this way towards everyone and everything in your world. It becomes impossible for you to be something that is behaving in ways that are other than spirit, in uninspiring ways. It becomes impossible for you to harm someone else. It becomes impossible for you to even think thoughts of harm directed toward others. It becomes impossible for you to have hatred in your heart. I remember my friend Ramdas saying, he said, "I finally got to this place in my life where I couldn't see a they. There were no thems left. Everything had been converted to an us. I saw myself in everyone I encountered. And I began to no longer think of those people on the other side of the planet as different from myself. No man is an island. All of us are connected." And when you know that, and you live from that perspective, and that's your awareness, then the whole ball game changes around. And you don't have to do anything different. There's a line in A Course in Miracles that says, there is a way of living in the world that is not here, although it seems to be. You do not change appearance, though you smile more frequently. Your forehead is serene. Your eyes are quiet. You walk this path as others walk, nor do you seem to be distinct from them, although you are indeed. Thus can you serve them while you serve yourself. There is a way of living in the world that is not here, though it seems to be. It's what I think Jesus meant when he said, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. And that's a different awareness. So now you change your awareness of certain things. I think the first thing you change your awareness about is, what are my abilities? The first one. What awareness do you have about your talent, about your abilities, about what you're capable of doing, what you can create? When I was in the sixth grade, Mrs. McConnell, my art teacher, told me not to bother. She did. She said, you don't have to come. It's okay. Some of us have it, some of us don't. And now, that was more than 50 years ago. And I carried around this idea, the same idea that when I got into high school in the ninth grade, Mr. Tubbs, it's amazing how you don't forget, this is just coming up now. And you don't forget these people. And I took a class called drafting. And I turned in my first drawing, and he asked me if I had a little sister. I said, why? No, I don't, but why? He said, well, I would just assume it must have been someone in the kindergarten or first grade who did this drawing. It's true. Mrs. McConnell and Mr. Tubbs. It's taken me 50 years to get back at them, isn't it? And so I carry around an awareness of my ability to draw based upon perceptions that had been handed to me and based upon a false sense of what I'm capable of. I'm now actually doing some painting. And it doesn't make any difference whether someone else thinks that it's great or it's not great. I mean, you know, Van Gogh didn't sell one painting in his lifetime. Well, committed suicide at the age of 37 on the 29th of July in 1890. Anne Cornelia Van Gogh gave birth to a stillborn child named Vincent on the 30th of March, 1852. Stillborn. On the 30th of March, 1853, 1 year to the day, she gave birth to a second son that she named Vincent Wilhelm Van Gogh. And he grew up believing that he was a replacement child. Cut off his ear, was tormented, living in and out of mental hospitals, did Starry Night. On the 27th of July, he walked out to the field to paint with his paintbrushes in one hand and a revolver in the other, at the age of 37, and put a bullet through his heart. His friend Gauguin took him back to his brother's house. 2 days later, he died, an agonizing death. Don McLean read that and saw something inspirational in that and wrote that beautiful song, Starry, Starry Night. This world was never made for one as beautiful as you, Vincent. It's not about whether other people like it or don't like it. It's not about whether it's good or whether it's not good. It's about going within and doing it from a perspective of who I am is capable of doing anything. I have the talent to be able to master anything in my life. And my awareness of myself shifts to a sense of I can be interested in everything. I don't have to compartmentalize myself any longer. I don't have to fit in. I don't have to take a Cooter interest inventory, which is something we used to administer when I was a school counselor, to find out what your interests are. If you pass all of these, you get to become a florist. I don't want to be a florist, but it says here, you're a florist. Go get yourself some flowers.